You know, I have to say there was so much comment and opinion on our social media pages in response to a news story we brought you yesterday. The fact that County Sligo now has the highest commercial vacancy rate in the entire country. The commercial vacancy rate in County Sligo was 19.9% at the end of last year, which obviously means that almost one in five commercial properties in the county are currently vacant. And drilling down further into the report, we found that in the accommodation and food services sector alone, there were a total of 444 units in County Sligo classified as vacant. Some of the reaction, this person says, charging rates on vacant commercial properties would force the owners to lease them at a reasonable rent. Declan Bree has proposed this a few times, has been supported by Sinn Féin and People Before Profit, but Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael voted against it, cheered on by the council executive. Someone else says it's a ghost town, sadly. This started as way far back as 2006. It has never stopped. There's no variation of shops opportunities. You can find that with towns a quarter the size of Sligo, they have double to offer. Someone else says the problem is that people are objecting to every big shop name that wants to come into Sligo. They need to come up with a plan to entice these big names into the town. Sligo has so much going for it. The people running the town, whoever they are, should be ashamed of themselves. Mark says it's not a question of it's emerged. This has been the situation in County Sligo for years. And of course, on and on like that. A lot of people, number one, not surprised by this finding. Number two, very, very concerned about it and what should be done about it. Well, this report was carried out by GeoDirectory and EYDKM. And Dara Keogh, the Chief Executive of GeoDirectory, is on the line. Dara, good morning to you.
Good morning.
And thanks for joining us. And you're not here, obviously, to tell us exactly why Sligo is the position it's in. But it's a worrying statistic, really, is it not?
Well, it is, yeah. I mean, it's a very high level of commercial vacancy. So maybe I've put a little bit of context on this. So what we're trying to do in these reports is we look at commercial vacancy as an indicator or a barometer of the general economic conditions in an area. So we do it nationally, provincially, county, and then within some towns. And what we see nationally is that the national vacancy rate is 13.5. So Sligo was clearly well above that at nearly 20%. And to put then a little bit more sort of context to it and where it could go to, in Mead, which is the county with the lowest vacancy rate, that's 10.1. So there's a considerable difference between Sligo and Mead. And so it shows you a path that can be followed, and hopefully Sligo can start on that road and develop some of those units.
What path is it, so, Dara? What are people listening to this and despairing over facts like this? As that person rightly said, Sligo has so much going for it. So what needs to change, in your opinion?
Well, I think the first thing is people need to be aware of the issue. These statistics are independently gathered. There's nothing, we've no affiliation with anybody. We're just recording what we see and, independently saying, look, this is what we see, in not only in Sligo, but throughout the country. But as we're talking today about Sligo, in Sligo we see a very high level of commercial vacancy. So I suppose what needs to happen is at a political, community, business level needs to be an emphasis put on this and finding ways to resolve it. I mean, typically in a normal market, and I obviously don't know the Sligo market, so I'm just talking generally here, where there's more oversupply, there tends to be lower prices. And so you would imagine that the lease prices are cheaper in Sligo than elsewhere. So it would make it attractive if Sligo can gather together and, put all the different pieces into the puzzle that need to be done to advertise, promote Sligo as a centre for, for business.
Right. Okay. I know you can't obviously know the situation in Sligo, and we're talking about County Sligo here, not just Sligo town. But one of the issues which is coming up on our social media pages is rent and rental rates. Is that something which is, in your experience, in your surveying, is that a significant factor?
Well, we don't look at the rent or the rates. We don't look at them at all. So I can't say how that has affected the market. But obviously, I can point to the fact that other counties aren't seeing nearly as high a level of vacancy rate. I mean, nationally, as I said, the average is 13.5. So I don't think it's just that. And unfortunately, when you look in Sligo, we mentioned Sligo Town there. Unfortunately, the vacancy rate is a lot worse in Sligo Town. It's nearly 24%, so nearly one in four would be vacant, right? So that there's a lot of capacity there. I'd look at it in a different way. I'd look at it with a lot of capacity that can be utilised and used. So how does Sligo find a way of utilising that capacity? Now that you know it's there, now that it's been independently verified, that should give a focus to it and an energy around it.
Yeah, and it can be done. That would be your experience.
It takes time. It's not going to happen overnight because these changes aren't sudden. They do take time. What we've also seen in this report is a very stark east-west divide.
I was just coming to that. Is that divide widening all the time?
It's not getting any narrower at the moment. In terms of the commercial side anyway, it's not getting any narrower. What we have seen, though, is sort of just like looking for sparks of hope, is that on the residential side, we're seeing the level of vacancies drop faster on the west and the east. So that means there's more people living in residential property, so there's going to be more local business, if you like. So that has to be a positive. I suppose if you're looking at what we try to do in this report as well, given the year that we've all been through and the impact particularly on the tourist industry, we looked at the accommodation and food services as in particular to see what's the exposure there, and what we found is that nationally the average per county would be about 14% of all the units would be all the business units would be in the accommodation and food service sector. Okay. In Sligo, it's a bit higher. It's 16.8%, so nearly 17%. So that means that if that area is more affected by COVID, Sligo has a greater exposure. Now, there's other counties that have a lot higher exposure than Sligo. For example, Kerry is 24%, Clare is 20%, and Donegal is nearly just over 19%. But nevertheless, it indicates that currently there's a high level of vacancy in Sligo. And as an exposure to this particular step, that the accommodation and food service sector has definitely been affected by COVID. Not the only one, but it has been affected, particularly the tourist side. So business leaders, community leaders would all need to be aware of that. And it takes a joint focus to really push forward. We had a sort of strategic plan for Sligo going forward. I'm sure there is one, but maybe a greater emphasis on the economic side of it.